Thank you. in about 6 minutes. Years later, Klaus Vogel drew a line that filled with regret. They never yelled that man, Count Olaf, to his uncle at the movies or Chinese food or Flanders canoe. And I cannot send a pilot so to the easier. She was luckier than ever in every respect. She knew that the time was now, and she would not regret it.
I was being modest. you weren't being modest. You wouldn't be modest today in your life. You were lying.
Paul, you get to teach an adult that way.
And he's lying now. He's a liar and a murderer, and he killed on the lobby.
You have no proof.
Yes, we do.
Come
in, I found this coupon in the pinch. Pick up it off.
Is that true?
It was an emergency.
I still should not have done that sort of thing.
That's what I do.
My sister is a nice girl. But she must be doing the sort of things.
We'll discuss this later. Please continue.
When Uncle Monty died, we were immediately suspicious. We were positive that Stefan got killed Uncle Monty.
But there were bite marks on his cheek, clearly from a snake.
That's funny too. And that's why I decided to search Stefano's suitcase. I knew he was not leaving any evidence behind, and that's when I found these.
That's nothing. It's my random junk collection, which is private property, illegally obtained, and therefore not admissible in
law. It does look like junk. That's when I noticed it. Uncle Monty told us that he keeps venom samples in his cabinet from every venomous snake known to man. Hand woman. Mr. Book, I believe if you open that cabinet right there, you'll find a sample is missing.
There's an empty bottle on the shelf. The label says Mamba Dumas.
The Mamba Dumas is one of the deadliest snakes in the hemisphere, known for its powerful venom.
There is no view. The Mamba Dumas got out of its cage, stole a vial of its own venom, and murdered Dr. Michael Williams' old
cat. Wait, that's ridiculous.
But the bite marks aren't bite marks at all. When I first saw these items, I wasn't sure how they fit together. So I concentrated on each item as if they were parts of a machine, and that's when I realized they fit together. Ladies and gentlemen, the murder weapon.
Incredible
astounding! Stefano uses double-barrel syringe to inject the venom into Uncle Monty to simulate the double puncture mark of a snake. Then he disassembled it to hide the evidence.
But I know, Dr. Mungo,
he's after the Baudelaire fortune.
I don't think Stefano even knew about the Baudelaire fortune.
I don't think he was paying that fortune.
That's because everything we own burned up in a fire. But you already know about that. Because you're not Stefano. You're Count Olaf.
The kid is saying it's true, but we have already dismissed that theory.
We don't think about that. Your left ankle, sir. So if you're really for the children say you are, then germs will at least be a problem. Your left ankle, please.
Oh.
The first time in my life I'm happy to see that awful tattoo.
Crossroads, sir. Yes, I admit it. I killed him one day. I also killed his assistant, Gustav. I drowned him in the reflecting pond. Question is, what are you going to do about it? I'm going to send you to jail for a very long time. Officers, arrest this man! No, officers, on your head, oh dear. That's for a piece of film entertainment for small children. You would know what happens next. Ellen's identity will find exposed. The police would arrive on the scene and place him in jail for the rest of his life. The fucking extras would go after pizza. I can tell you that's as likely as Dr. Montgomery returning to life. Still, Dr. Montgomery may be dead.
Well, if you're mine, I could be taking the children with me.
A reptile with his collection. For very much alive.
Oh, of course.
It's drinking in water.
Wow! Mine is zero!
It's a magic. It's my fault.
International waters. What?
This doesn't look promising. Oh my, who's that?
I bet
that
it's full of secrets.
Who are you? Why are you dressed in such?
Oh, excellent question, Sogrex.
You're the actress from the dumb movie. You work for Mr.
Oh, it's Margot. Sorry, I'm right.
Okay,
don't bring casual
questions. It's the most important. Okay, who's that? What's your
career?
Who sent him the message? Who are we supposed to meet there?
I know you children have a great many questions, and I promise there are a great many answers. Find your instinct. She's a fierce and formidable woman. She can keep you safe and tell you everything you need to know. Let me handle casual.
Come on, don't you be hard. I think it's part of the spy box.
It certainly is. I will get back to you personally later. I promise.
Oh my. Well, Cap's it out that time.
Who are you? What are they doing with these reptiles?
After I called the police, I ran up the herpetological department. They kindly offered to retrieve Dr. Montgomery's reptile. Retrieving his paperwork.
We don't retrieve me. Where did they take
them? They're opened in the hospital. They'll be moving on to other homes where their guardians hopefully won't die on them like Dr. Montgomery.
Can we at least say goodbye?
What your children have been through, I think you never want to see a reptile again. Besides, that's to your next guardian.
No, we know where we're going.
I know where you're going too. And I'm the adult, so I get to decide.
We're going to our own
children. She has some way.
How can you fly straight up there? No.
Going, Keith!
So terrible. You turned out to be running for John Olaf.
Your other secretary.
Oh, Jacqueline. Excellent practice. Unfortunate habit of disappearing the day at a time. I meant to have a socialized with employees, but that's really all I know. I'll be the type of speaking kind of a
bit in the way.
Uh-oh. Time.